Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Samach Vav. This is, for those listening on YU Torah, this is Elisha Greff filling in again for Rabbi Leibowitz, who is now on vacation for the next week. He will not be posting, to my knowledge. So I'll be giving the shiur, God willing, through next Wednesday. It's a pleasure to be learning with you again. So we left off yesterday. Rabbi Leibowitz left off at the Mishnah on the bottom, or towards the bottom of Samachayim Abayz. And we've generally been discussing throughout the ninth perek the idea of a Pesach and what you're allowed to be poseach and neder with. Whether you're allowed to be poseach benolad, whether you're allowed to be poseach with various things in which we tell the person, oh, had you known XYZ, would you have made the neder? So we've spoken about poschan amal shekasa b'torah yesterday. We spoke about other topics today. The first mishnah is going to discuss poschan adam b'ksubas ishto. So we're going to talk about a person who makes a neder that's going to force him to divorce his wife, and we'll see what kind of neder we're talking about momentarily. And we say to the guy, had you known that if you made the neder, you would have to divorce your wife and thereby be mechuyev to pay your ksuba, would you have made this neder? And if the guy says, no, I would never have made the neder because I didn't want to pay the ksuba my wife, then we will use that as a Pesach to annul his neder. The Mishnah on Samach Vava Medalef at the top is then going to talk about Poschim B'Shabbosos B'Yamim Tovim. We're going to talk about a guy who made a neder not to eat meat, not to drink wine. And we say to him, had you known that when you made the neder not to eat meat and not to drink wine, you'd preclude yourself from being Mekayim the mitzvahs of Kiddush on Shabbos or Yontif, or Suda Shabbos or Simchas Yontif, would you have made the neder? And if the guy says no, again, we're going to let the guy out of the neder. And the Mishnah is then going to segue into Nidrei Toz, the concept of Nidrei Toz, which we started learning about yesterday, the day before, where unlike a Pesach, which actually requires Hatorah from either a Chacham or a Beis Din of Hedyotos, a Neder Toz doesn't require even a Hatorah, because the Neder is said to be made under false pretenses altogether, and therefore it's just Batal Me'elav. It's just Batal without any further action. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Aleph, which is the last Mishnah in this Perek, is going to talk about a topic again that we started touching on yesterday, where the guy takes a neder that Konem is not going to marry this girl because she's ugly, and it turns out that she's actually beautified. So we saw Machlokas, are you Poseach Benolad? Are you Poseach with something that, with a circumstance that comes into existence now, but was not in existence at the time the neder was made? Is that a valid Pesach? So we'll talk about that a little bit, and we'll talk about certain of the Amoraim and Rabbi Yishmael in particular, who took very personally the plight of Benos Yisrael and actually spent their own money to make sure that the Benos Yisrael looked appropriate and were able to have the resources to beautify themselves. So hopefully we'll finish all the way through the end of the ninth perek, and today is a little bit of a breather because starting tomorrow with the tenth perek, it will get more difficult. So let's enjoy today. So says the Mishnah, again towards the bottom of Samachayim Abayz, Poschin la'adam b'ksubas ishto, that we are able to be poseach for a person's neder with the ksubas ishto. In other words, it's a valid Pesach to say that, had you known that by taking the neder you would have to divorce your wife and you'd be mechuyev to pay your ksuba, would you have taken the neder? Tosfos over here on the side says the chiddush is that the chiyuv to pay the ksuba is not considered nolad. It's not considered to be something that comes into effect now, because he always had the ksuba. The chiyuv to pay was always in the ksuba, and so the fact that he would have to go pay the ksuba if he divorces his wife is not considered to be nolad. That's what Tosfos says. So poschan lo miksubas ishto umaisa ve'echad shenodar mi ishto ano. There was a maaser of a person who was noder that his wife could not have hana, that his wife could not have an, that he was not able to have an anah from his wife, and he had to divorce his wife. Why? Because if a person takes a neder that he's not allowed to have an anah from his wife, that means that he's also not allowed to have tashmish with his wife, and he can't make a neder that he's not allowed to have tashmish with his wife because he has a chi of ona to have tashmish with his wife. So if he makes such a neder, he has to divorce her. So the problem was with this woman, vaysa ksubasa taf dinarim. The ksuba was 400 dinar. So we know usually the ksuba for a besula is 200, and the ksuba for an almana is 100, but there's also a concept we saw in Meseches Ksubas called Tosefes Ksuba. So this woman had a Tosefes Ksuba of 200, so the 200 base plus the 200 Tosefes is a Ksuba of 400 dinarim, very expensive Ksuba. Bolofnei Rabbi Akiva, and he came before Rabbi Akiva, v'chayvo liten la ksuba. And Rabbi Akiva was mechayev the guy to give the wife a ksuba, because he took a neder that forced him to divorce his wife. When he divorced his wife, he has to give her 400 dinar for the ksuba. Samar lo, says the guy to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, ches meos dinorim eniach abba, my father passed away, he left an estate of 800 dinar, Achi natal achi dalad meos. My brother took 400 dinar. Vani dalad meos, and I took 400 dinar. So in other words, if I am forced to give her 400 dinar, she will clean me out. That's all that I have. So says the guy to Rabbi Akiva, Lo daya shetitel hi masayim vani masayim. Why don't we split the difference? Just like when my father left me an estate of 800, my brother took 4, I took 4. Now I only have 400, so good. Erksuba says 400 dinar, but you know, let's do the equitable thing. Let's split it. Let her take 200 and I'll take 200. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, Afilu ata mocher sa roshcha, even if you sell the hair on your head, atanosin laksubasa, you are going to give her entire ksuba. In other words, there's no way out of it. The ksuba is 400 dinar. You have 400 dinar. You have to give her 400 dinar. Samar lo, so the guy said to Rabbi Akiva, Ilu hayisi yadea shehu kain. If I would have known that the halacha is like this, that by taking the neder that forces me to divorce her, I'm going to become mechuyev to pay her ksuba, her entire ksuba, 400 dinar, lo yisi noder, I never would have taken this neder. Ve'atira Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva was matur the neder. That's the concept that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah of poskin la'adam b'ksubas ishto. So Rabbi Akiva saw Pesach to be matur the neder b'ksubas ishto. So says the Gemara, what we see from the story is the following, that metalti mi mishabdi l'ksuba, that our metaltalin mishubad to the ksuba. So another nusach over here that's quoted on the side in the Hagos Fitzyunim is shma mina de metaltali mishabdi l'ksuba. That we see from here that metaltalim are meshuba to ksuba. Again, there are generally two types of nechasim. There are two types of the two forms of property. There's real property and personal property. So we know that real property is meshuba to the ksuba. So, but over here it was personal property. Why? It's not like the guy had karka. The guy had metaltalim. The guy had dinarim. The guy had money, and money, fungible money, is personal property. That's metaltalim. But Rabbi Akiva was going to force the guy to give his wife the 400 dinar that he had of metaltalin. Why? Because it's obvious that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Meir, who says in Maseches Ksubas that metaltali is meshabed, that metaltalin are meshubed to a ksuba. So that's what we see from here. We see a raya like that. So the Ran just sets the table for us a little bit. So he points out that by an ordinary debt, let's say you have a bal chov, because after all, lagabe ksubas isha, a husband is a balchov. When he comes mechuyev to pay the ksuba, he's a balchov. He owes the ksuba money to his wife. So by regular balchov, the lender can collect from the borrower either from metaltalin or from karka. However, if the borrower dies and the lender is collecting from the yesomim, then he can only collect from the chasim ishabadim, he can only collect from karka, he cannot collect from metaltalin, because we make a special exception and a dispensation for the yesomim that only karka could be collected from them, not metaltalin. By ksuba, the halacha is different. Even though by ksuba, again, the guy's like a little bit of a balchov, by ksuba, there's a machlokas in Meseches Ksubos, whether metaltalin or meshuba to the ksuba or not. According to the Ma'an Amru, says that metaltalin or meshuba to the ksuba, then the woman can collect from metaltalin both from the husband and from his heirs. And according to the Ma'an Amru, who says that only karka is meshuba to the ksuba, the woman can collect only from karka, both from the husband and from her heirs. And unlike by a balchov, where the halacha changes when you're dealing with an heir, when you're dealing with yesomim, by ksuba the halacha is the same, but there's a machlokas in Maseches Ksubas, as we see whether metaltalin is meshuba to the ksuba or not. The Rambam, just the halacha, as we know, just paskins, that nowadays, by on account of a takanas hagaonim, that metaltalin are meshuba to a ksuba. Even though there's this machlokas in Maseches Ksubas, metaltalin are meshuba to a ksuba nowadays. But what we see from here, what we see from this Maisa, says the Gemara from the Maisa in the Mishnah, we see that at least Rabbi Kiva holds that metaltalin are meshuba to a ksuba. So Amar Abaya, no, there's no raya from here. karka shaver ches meos dina. What the guy was talking about was not that his father left 800 dinar, $800, and they divided the estate. The father left a piece of real property, and they divided the real property. So the woman was collecting not from 400 dinar, but from a parcel of real property worth 400 dinar. So we have no raya what Rabbi Kiva holds, legabe the machlokas of metaltalin being meshuba to the ksuba. So says the Gemara, how could you say that vaktani sa'ar rosho? But Rabbi Akiva said that even if all you have is sa'ar rosho, even if all you have is the hair on your head, you still have to pay the ksuba with that. V'sa'ar rosho metaltalihu, and sa'ar rosho is metaltali. Why? Because we know that sa'ar ha'amad ligzos is kagazos dami, that any hair that's the family coincidence for right after Tisha B'Av, right after the 3 weeks. Any hair that's standing to be cut is considered to be already cut. So it's considered to be metatlin. And Rabbi Kiva apparently said to the guy, I don't care that you only have $400. Even if you only had the hair on your head, you'd still have to sell that to pay for the ksuba. So says the Gemara, you're misunderstanding what he's saying. Hachi kamar. Afilu ata mocher sar roshcha viochel. Said even if forget about paying the ksuba with sar rosho. That's not what he means. What he means is you have to pay the ksuba with the karka, and you will have to give all of your karka in payment of the entire obligation on the ksuba, even if that will leave you with nothing. And even if the only way you'll be able to eat, the only way you'll be able to afford to put food on your table is if you have to sell the hair on your head. But legabe paying the ksuba, that only karka is meshuba to the ksuba. The metaltalin is not meshuba to the ksuba. But what do we see from here now? Shamat mina. Ein mesadrin lebalchov. That we're not mesadr to a balchov. What does it mean about mesadrin lebalchov? So, mesadrin lebalchov means like this, that there's a machlokas and meseches bab metzia. If we leave a little bit left with a balchov, at least mazon kedei chayev. In other words, so that, let's say if a person is mechuyev to give somebody $100, and all he has is $100. So the machlokas and meseches bab metzia, do we make the guy give the lender the whole $100 and leave him destitute with nothing? Or do we say to the guy, look, we're not going to make you give him the whole $100 because you need at least mazon kedei chayev. You need at least to support yourself. So whatever it is you need to support yourself, $5, $10 that you withhold, you keep for yourself, and the rest of it you give to the guy. So there's a machlokas and meseches bab metzia. So we see here from Rabbi Akiva, who says that the ksuba was $400. He had a piece of property worth $400. Rabbi Akiva said, you have to give her the whole thing, and how are you going to sustain yourself after that? I don't care, I don't know, even if you have to sell the hair on your head. It's fine. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds, ein mesadrin lebalchov. We don't give him a dispensation to hold anything back. So I'm a Rav Nachum of Rabbi Yitzchok. So Rav Nachum of Rabbi Yitzchok says, not necessarily. Really, we are Mesadr Labalchov, but what did Rabbi Akiva mean? Lomar she'em makarin shtar ksuba. So in other words, what it means is that you never rip up the shtar ksuba. So basically what we're saying is that let's say that we're setting up the case like this. Let's say the ksuba was $400 and he has a piece of property worth $300. So let's say he gives her everything that he has. So he's given her something worth $300, now there's a $100 balance. So what happens now with this balance? So legabe yiksuba, you keep the shtar ksuba outstanding at least to the difference, the $100 that she never got. And if he comes into more property, if he comes into more assets, he's going to have to give her the $100 balance, and he's going to have to make good on the entire ksuba. So the Ron points out this is different than the halacha in legabe erichin, where if a guy pledges erki alai, the Ron says it's found on the samachayim abeis. But if a guy says erki alai and he is short money, then he should just pay to Hekdesh whatever he has, and he doesn't have to make up the balance. So over here, from what we see from Rabbi Akiva, is that really Mesadr Labalchov. Really, we left him with Mazon Kedei Chayev. But he gave her karka that was worth less than the amount in the ksuba, and what Rabbi Akiva was saying is, you are going to have to make up the balance of the ksuba by hook or by crook. Whenever you come into additional assets, you're always going to have to pay them over to fulfill the balance of the ksuba obligation. Okay, so says the next mission. Now a different turning to a different Pesach. So poschen b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. That's the way they flip the gerse on the side. So so you're able to be poseach b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. And we'll see. So basically, the Ran says what we say to the guy. Let's say the guy took a neder. The guy took a neder that he's not allowed to eat meat. That he's not allowed to drink wine. And we say to him, had you known that your neder would include shabbosos and yantif, where you're not allowed to be mitzvah yourself, and you have to eat meat, and you have to drink wine, would you have taken the nether? If the guy says no, then we let him out of the nether. So, Barishona, Hayu Omrim, Osana Yamim Mutarim, Vishar Kalayamim Asurim. At first they said, okay, so I could be Paseach B'Shabbos Asim Yamim Tovim, but at first they thought that only on Shabbos and Yantif is the meat or the wine going to be Mutter, but all other days it's going to be Yasser, because the guy took a blanket nether. And what he has charot about, what he has regret about, is the fact that he asered it even on Shabbos and Yontif. So I thought only Shabbos and Yontif should be mutter; the rest of the time should be aser. Achabar Rav Akiva v'limich another shuta merksasa uter kulo. Until Rav Akiva came and taught. And he said that until Rabbi Kiva taught that a neder shehutar miksaso hutar kulo, and that since the neder is batal, legabe Shabbos and Yontif, it's batal legabe the weekday as well. And the guy's allowed to eat meat; he's allowed to drink wine even during the week. So ketzad, so give me another application of this concept of neder shehutar miksaso hutar kulo. So Amar konim sheni nelel kolchem. So let's say the guy says, we saw this case earlier in the Masechta, Daf Chavav, I think it was. So the guy says, Konem Sheni Nena L'Kolchem, I am Konem, I'm taking a nether that I'm not going to have Anah from any of you. And it turns out that included in the group of people was his father and his brother. And he never would have taken a nether that his father and his brother, should have been in the nether. So the halacha is, Hutar Echad Mehen, Hutar kulan. If one of them is matir, if he's matir the nether as to one of them, then he's matir the nether as to all of them. Because nether shehutar miksaso hutar kulo. So the Ran points out that we did see a machlokes earlier in the Masechta under what circumstances the whole nether is batal. Is the whole neder batal if the guy says, I would have reformulated the entire lashon of the neder? In other words, the guy says, I'm konim to all of you. So there's a machlokes over there in the Gemara. Would hutar kulam only apply if the guy says, instead of using the lashon, I am usher to have anah from all of you, he would have said, I'm usher to have anah from you and you and you and you and you, and he would have named everybody except for his father and his brother. Or is the neder batal even if the guy says, I would have said, I'm usher to have anah from all of you except for my father and my brother, which is a much more subtle difference in the language. So we saw a machlokas there, how fundamentally would you have needed to change the language in order to cause this hutar kulo, but we do see that if the nether is mutter as to his father and his brother, it's mutter as to all of them. Now a slightly different formulation. If the guy says, she'eni nene lazeh v'lazeh, if the guy says that I'm not going to have anah, the guy says he's not going to have anah from this one and that one, and the Ran says that he's tole the neder every person on the person before him. So in other words, he says, I'm not going to have anah on Mr. A, and Mr. B, and Mr. C, and Mr. D. So everything stems from the first guy who he took the neder anah from. So hutar arishon, hutar kulon. So if Mr. A, if the neder's mutter as to Mr. A, then it's mutter as to everybody, because everybody depended on the neder that he took against Mr. A. But hutar achron, but if the last one was matir, then achron mutter v'kulon asurin. Then the last one is mutter, and the rest of them are going to remain asur, because he was not tola the last one, he was not tola the first ones, on the last one at all. And therefore, if the last one is mutter, the first ones remain usser. How could you tell me the first ones remain usser? I thought you just told me the principle is that neder shehutar miksaso hutar kulo. So the answer is that this is really considered to be like a lot of very small nedarim. This is a lot of discrete nedarim. This is not a case where the guy says, I'm usher to have anah from all of you. It's where the guy says, to you, and to you, and to you. So the question is, do we consider that one neder, or multiple nadarim. Now, even if we consider it multiple nadarim, it is still possible that if one of them is mater, all of them are going to become mutter. For example, if he was mater, the one that he was tola everybody else on. So if everybody piggybacks off the first, and he's mater the first, then by definition, all of the yisurim fall away. So says the Mishnah Vayter, so we'll skip the parentheses. So if he then says, shani nene, lazeh karban, v'lazeh karban, if he says, to this guy a karban, to that guy a karban, again, karban b'lashon neder, b'lashon konem, then tzrichim pesach l'chol echad b'echad. Then he's going to require a pesach for each and every one, because by using the lashon of karban, l'gabe, every individual, he shows that each one is a separate neder. And if each one is a separate neder, then you have to be poseach, a neder, against somebody with a pesach shayach to that person. You can't be matar a neder against somebody else for a pesach that shayach to another guy. It doesn't work that way. You have to be poseach on that specific neder. Okay, konem yayin shani toim. Now we're going to segue into the discussion of nidrei toz. So konem yayin shani toim. If the guy says konem that I'm not going to drink wine, why? And he explicates the reason for his neder. Sheayayin ralam ayim, because wine is bad for the intestines. Amr lo, they said to him, what are you talking about? That aged wine, old wine, is very beneficial to the intestines. Then huter b'miyushan. Then it's mutter for him to have. It's mutter for him to have aged wine. V'lo b'miyushan b'vad huter ela b'chol ayayin. And not only is it permissible for him to have aged wine, but it's permissible for him to have any type of wine. Why? Because we saw that neder shuta mekzaso huter kulo. And when we say, by the way, so when we said that it's mutter for him to have the Miyushan, the Ran points out that it's mutter even without Sheilas Chacham, because this is not a nether. It's not saying, it's not like we're giving him a Pesach. We're saying the whole nether that you made was a nether toz, and a nether toz is considered to be Batal Me'elav. It doesn't require a separate Atara. Konem Betzel Shani Toim. If the guy says that Konem, that I'm not going to eat onion, why? And he says, Sha Betzel Ralalev, because Betzel onions are bad for the heart. Amr lo, so they say to him, Halo a Kufri Yafalalev, that a Betzel Kufri is very beneficial to the heart. So Hutter Bakufri, then he's Mutter in a Betzel Kufri, Velo Bakufri Bilvan Hutter, Ela Bakala Betzalam. He's Mutter not only in a Betzel Kufri, but in every type of onion. Why? Again, because it was a Nether Betos, and Nether Shuta Mixoso Hutter Kulo. And Maisahaya Vitira Meir Bakala Betzalam, and there was a and Rav Meir was maturim in all types of onions because neder shuta mektsaso hutar kulo. Okay, so says the Gemara like this. So we said in the middle of the Mishnah, we said hutara achron, if a guy takes a neder lazev, 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 and only the achron, only the neder lagabe, the achron was lifted, so achron mutter v'kulan asurin. So man tana, so says the Gemara, who is this tana who holds that it's considered to be a separate neder, for each individual, only because he used the lashon of karban lagabe each individual. So who's this tana? So Amar Rava Reb Shimon, it's Reb Shimon de Amar, who says lagabe shvuas hapikadon ad sheyomer shvua lechol echad ad sheyomer shvua lechol echad ve'echad. So let's say there's a guy who's watching a pikadon on behalf of five people. So let's say five different people gave this guy a pikadon to watch. So then they come to collect the pikadon. The guy says, "Nah, I don't have it." So he has to take a shvuah that he doesn't have it, because otherwise the guy's just going to take pikdonos. He's going to take collateral and he's going to abscond with the collateral. So the question is, if five different guys come and want to be mechuyev in a shvuah, can he take an omnibus shvuah? Can he take a single shvuah that's shayich to everybody, or does he have to specifically designate the shvuah for each person? So what we want to say over here is that the tana of this mishnah is Reb Shimon, because by shvuah sapikadon he says that the only way to take a shvuah that's shayich to each of the mafkids, to each of the people who gave you collateral, is if you say shvuah to you, shvuah to you, shvuah to you, shvuah to you. So you have to say the lashon shvuah to each and every individual. So to over here, the only way you can make it a separate neder is if you say the lashon of neder to each carbon to each and every individual. So says the Gemara Vayter. So konem yayin shani toim. The guy says he's not going to take drink wine because wine is bad. Wine is bad for the intestines. And we say, what do you mean? The old wine is good for the intestines. V'tepeklei dein ra. Says the Gemara, why do you have to tell me that wine is good for the intestines? All you have to say in order to prove his nether to be a nether toast is that the wine shouldn't be bad. further his intestines. He said, I'm not going to drink wine because it's bad. So the opposite of bad, I mean, we think the opposite of bad is good, but in order to make it a nether toast, you don't have to say it's good. As long as it's not bad, his nether was made under false pretenses. So says the Gemara, yeah, you're right. Amar Rababa, Yafavod, Yafaktani. It's Lozu Avzu. It would have been enough to make his nether a nether toast, even if the wine was simply not bad. But what the Gemara is teaching us is not only is it not bad, it's actually affirmatively good, which just further establishes it as a nether toast, and therefore he's mutter to have all types of wine, because nether shuta mixasa hutar kulo. And then exact same case, konim betzel shani toim sha betzel. So typically dein ra, why don't we just say that the betzel is not bad for his heart, summer ababa, veod yafektani. It's, because we're teaching us lozu avzu, not only is it not bad, but it's also good. Okay, so says the Mishnah, now a different case. So poschen ladam bekavad atzmo bekavad banav, that we are able to be poseach a neder for somebody with kavad atzmo, or covered banav. So what does it mean? So we say to the guy, had you known that, says the Mishnah, so the Mishnah explains. So Amram lo, ilu ayisi yodea, that shalamachar omram alecha, kachu vesto shalploni, megaresh es nashav. Had you known, and we're talking about a guy who takes nedarim that it's going to force him to divorce his wife. And kavod atzmo means, had you known that if you would take this neder, people would say about you, oh, this is just this guy's tendency. He flies off the handle, and he takes nedarim that require him to divorce his wife. He's just a crazy, crazy guy. And val benosecha yu omrim, and they would say regarding your daughters, regarding your children, bonos grusho sein, these are the daughters of a divorced person. Ma ra'asa iman shel elu lehizgaresh. What did the husband see in the wife in order to be megarish the wife? In other words, they're going to assume, if they got divorced, that there was some chash of znus. And so just by getting divorced, he's going to cause people to speak ill or to speak poorly of both him and his kids. So we say, had you known that by taking the neder, you would have to divorce your wife, and by divorcing your wife, people would say all of these nasty things about you guys. The Amar ilu ayisi yodea shekein lo ayisi noder. And he says, oh, had I known this, I never would have made this neder. Harei ze mutter, then it's going to be mutter. The Ritva points out, we have to be careful here. Now we're back to talking about Pesach. In the previous Mishnah, the Seif of the previous Mishnah, we were talking about Nidrei Tos. Nidrei Tos, again, pointed out the Ran, do not require Atara at all. They're Batal Me'elav. This case that we're talking now in the Seif of the Mishnah is, again, another example of a Pesach. It's not an example of a Neder Tos, because there was no Tos here. He just says, oh, I regret, had I known that they would say such and such about me, I never would have made the Neder. So the Ritva clarifies, this type of Neder does, in fact, require hataras chacham, of course. Now, says the Mishnah, a different case. So two lines down in the wide lines. Konem shani noses plonis chura. Konem, that I'm not going to marry such and such woman, she's ugly. Vareina, and it turns out that she's beautiful. Shchora, I'm not going to marry her because she's dark complexion. Varehi levana, it turns out she's fair complexioned. Ktsara, she's too short. Vare arucha, she's actually tall. Mutterba, then it's mutter to marry her. Lomamneshe ichura venasis na. Shchora venasis levana. Ktsara venasis arucha. Not because she was like he said originally, and then she improved. Why? But the Ran points out, because had she actually been ugly and then she got beautified, then it turns out that would be nolad and ain't poskin menolad. We do not make a Pesach for a neder with nolad. Ella shaneder tos. We say that it's because it was a neder. It was a neder tos. Because in other words, he thought he was under the impression that she was dark complexioned or ugly or short, and it turns out that she was always tall and fair complexioned and beautiful. The Ran points out that if it turns out that she did originally possess these deficiencies, then she would in fact remain usur, even if she got plastic surgery, let's say, even if she made herself beautiful. Why? Because that would be nolad and ain't poschim menolad. So there's a very fine line between poschim menolad and what would be a neder tos from the beginning. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us a maisa which apparently contradicts exactly what we just said. Umaisa be'echash, another mibasa choso anaya. There was a guy who took a neder that he was not going to marry his niece. It used to be prevalent in the times of the Gemara to marry a niece. Nisa was considered to be a good thing to do. And they brought her in, they brought this niece into the house of Rabbi Shmuel, and he beautified her. Tosfa says over here that the Mefarish says that he gave her a new wardrobe, he did a makeover, and Tosfa says this will come out also, hopefully we'll have a chance to discuss something lahalacha, some interesting stuff, but he gave her a golden tooth, so which we don't consider to be terribly beautiful, but she had a tooth, whatever, a rotten tooth or whatever, and he made a golden tooth of her own money, of his own money. So Rabbi Shmuel took his own money and made a golden tooth for her. Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel said, Bini, mezuna darta, you took a nether from this niece that you're not going to have anah from her because she's so ugly? Look at her, she's beautiful now. Amar lo, lav, I never would have taken a nether from her, she's gorgeous. Vetira Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel was matur the nether on this basis. So viosa shah, bachar Rabbi Shmuel viyamar, at that time Rabbi Shmuel cried and he said, Benos Yisrael knows, saying that Benos Yisrael are really beautiful, they're inherently beautiful, Elashanios Menavlasan, but their destitution, the fact that they're so poor, that's what makes them ugly. Ukshameis Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel died, Hayu Benos Yisrael Nosas Kina, the Benos Yisrael would raise a lamentation, they would say a Kina, Ve'amros Benos Yisrael or Rabbi Shmuel Bechina, then they would say a Kina for Rabbi Shmuel, because this was only one of the many, many Mises that we have, where Rabbi Shmuel went out of his way to care for Benos Yisrael, and to the extent that he took from his own money and he gave to the Benos Yisrael for them to beautify themselves. V'cheinu amar b'shol Benos Yisrael al shol b'china, and also the Benos Yisrael said akina when Shol HaMelech died. So says the Gemara, this is very difficult. Maisa Lister, you're telling me a Maisa Lister? You just told me in the Mishnah that if he took a nether that he's not going to marry woman such and such because she's ugly, then if it turns out that she was always beautiful, then the nether was a nether batos, and because it was a nether toast, the nether was batal me'elav, even without atara. But if it turns out that she really was ugly and then she became beautiful, then you wouldn't be allowed to marry her because that's not a valid Pesach, because that's nolad and ain't poschen menolad. Now you're telling me a maisa where Rabbi Shmuel took a woman who was mamish ugly, made her beautiful, and was poseach the guy's nether, benolad. So what's going on here? So chsurim echsra vachiktani. You're right, there's something missing here. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, ain't poschen menolad. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, afilu chura venasis na, shchora venasis levana, ksara venasis arucha, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that we are poseach benolad, and Maisa be'echad another mevasachosev echnitzu lebeis Rabbi Shmuel v'yafua, and Rabbi Shmuel put his words to action, and he actually beautified the girl, created this situation of nolad, and used that as a basis for to be matur the guy's nether. So now turning to Samach Vavam Abay, Satana Shein Toteves Haisala, she had a false tooth. V'yasala Rabbi Shmuel Shein Shalzav. And Rabbi Shmuel made her a golden tooth meshalo from his own money. So we're not really going to have too much time because I do want to finish the parak because tomorrow begins a new topic. But there's a machlokas I saw in this insights to the daf email that I get. There's a debate whether it was a golden tooth or whether it was a silver tooth, and the truth is, there's actually a machlokas in Masecha Shabbos that comes up, lahalacha, whether a gold tooth is considered to be something beautiful or not. That a woman is not able to, this says in Masecha Shabbos, that a woman's able to leave her house and go into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with a silver tooth, but not with a gold tooth. And the question is, why is she not allowed to go out with a gold tooth? So there's one man, the Yomar, who says, for the same reason she's not allowed to go out with jewelry, because it's such a nice piece, it's so expensive, we're afraid she might bump into her friend, and she might take out her, oh, see, with this gold tooth that my husband got for me, such a nice piece. And there are others who say, no, she's not able to go out because she's going to be embarrassed because she looks silly. She looks like a rapper, you know, with a gold tooth over here. So she's going to be embarrassed. She's going to take it out. So it turns out that not everybody holds that a gold tooth is nice. But whatever it was, some say really she had a gap. And so she was gap tooth, or Rabbi Shmuel made something to fill the gap. Whatever it was, he certainly intended, and certainly intended to beautify her. Okay, so says the Gemara, second line down, Kishachav Rabbi Shmuel, Pasach alehu sabdana. So the Masbid said like this: Benos Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel Bechina Hamabishchen Shani. That's what the pasuk says, and Shani is a play on words from the lashon of Shane, which means tooth, because he made this girl a gold tooth. Hahudi Amar Ladad Bisu. Now a couple of stories of other Amoraim who went out of their way in order to humiliate themselves, even so that for purposes of shalom bayis. So we'll see some amazing stories. So Hahudi Amar Ladad Bisu. There was a guy who said to his wife, Konim Shiat Nen. Honestly, you are not allowed to have enough for me. Acha titiimi tavshilech to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, until you give Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon some of your food to taste. And it was a bazillion to give the Talmidei Chachamim to give these rabbis food to taste. So Rabbi Yehuda Tom, Rabbi Yehuda tasted the food, and Amar he said like this: Kal v'chomer umalasa shalom benish liishto madach to make shalom benish liishto by sota Amar Torah shmi shenichta b'ktusha yimcha lamayim amarim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to subject my shame, Hakadosh, my name to be nemchak al yidei mayim amarim b'safek, just for a safek, v'ani alachas kama v'kama, so me alachas kama v'kama, hey, it's just a little bit of busha, it's not like mechikas Hashem. And why was it a kal v'chomer? So the Mefarshim point out, it's a kal v'chomer because by yisota it's only a safek, we don't know what's going to happen. Here I'm vaday going to save the marriage, so of course I'm going to taste it. Rav Shimon lotam. Rav Shimon, however, did not taste the dish. Why? Amar yamuso kol b'nei almana, because all of these b'nei almana should die. And Shimon is not going to move from his place. So basically what he was saying was he was cursing the husband and the kids because ba'avon nedarim banim mesim. And so really some explain the Rush explains he was really only cursing the husband, because ba'avon nedarim banim mesim, he was cursing the husband that the husband's going to die. Now once the husband dies, the sons are going to be fatherless, and if they're fatherless, they're going to go off latarbas ra. That's what the Rush says. They're not going to have a father figure in their life to keep them in the right direction. So what was he so upset about? He said, look, by sota, the guy, L'shem Shamayim, was Makane's wife because he thought that she was doing Averis. Here, the guy, Stama Menuvel, he's making Nadarim for no reason out of spite. So we're not going to validate this guy's actions by humiliating Tamidei Chachamim. No way. So Viot, Ki Echid, Lo Letargu, L'mintre, also, so that he shouldn't be Ruggel in Nadarim. Hu Dharma L'Divisu, there was a guy who said to his wife, Konem Shiat Nenes Li, Asha Taroki, Bab Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you're not allowed to have enough for me until you spit on Rav Shimon Gamliel. So also, Sfaraka Kalbushe, so she went and she spat on his clothing. That he intended that the wife should humiliate Rav Shimon Gamliel, and she only spat on his clothing, so that should not be a fulfillment of the neder, because it's a much bigger humiliation if she spat on Rav Shimon Gamliel himself. She should have to go spit on him, not on his clothing. Come on, spitting on the clothing of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is a huge humiliation. So she fulfilled the neder, it's good, now she's mutter. But we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel subjected himself to the humiliation to save a marriage. So who dharma lo dibis? So there was a guy who said to his wife, "Konem shiat nenes li achaturi mum yafa shabech." That I am not allowed. That you are not allowed of enough from me until you show me a mum yafa. In other words, until you show me any davar na that you have. L'Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. That you have to show a davar na that you have to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. So again, this seems like it's a very weird neder, very inappropriate. So Amar lahem, so he said, "Shema roshana. Maybe her head is nice. Amar lo segalgal. No, it's round. Shema sarana. Maybe." She has nice hair. Doma lanitse pishon. It looks like combed flax. Shema ineanos. Maybe your eyes are nice. Ruto saying they're too round. Shema's neanos. Maybe your ears are nice. Kfulo saying they're twice the size of normal ears. Shema chotmana. Maybe your nose is nice. Balam, it's squeezed closed. Balamu. Shema sifsoseno. Maybe your lips are nice. Ovo saying they're too thick. Shema tzavarana. Maybe your neck is nice. Shakotu, it's short. Shema kresana. Maybe your belly is nice. Sava, it's bloated. Shema raglana. Maybe your legs are nice. Ruchavak shelavasa. They're wide like a geese. She walks like in a goose step. Shema shma na, maybe her name is nice. Lachluchas shma. Her name is Lachluchas, and Lachluchas means a stain. So Amar Lan, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, Yafe koren osa Lachluchas, it's nice, it's appropriate that they call her Lachluchas. She muchlechas b'mumin, because she's full with mumin. So it was a play on words, but he was saying her name is nice. In other words, not that it's objectively nice, but it's appropriate for her. For sure, you, and on that basis, And on that basis, they were matir. And on that basis, they were matir the neder. So let's just quickly finish up. Ahu bar bavel. There was a bar bavel, the solik la'arid Yisrael, who moved to Eretz Yisrael. So nasavitzo, he married a woman. Amar la b'shili li trei talpi. He said, cook me a couple of lentils. And she took him literally. B'shili la trei talpi. She literally cooked him two lentils. And so he didn't have dinner. So ratachale, he got really upset. L'machar amar la b'shili li gyura. Cook for me a full measure of lentils. And Bashilele Ligura. And she cooked him a massive amount of lentils, much more than he would ever be able to eat. So the Mefarshim explained that there was a language barrier, because he was from Bavel, went to Eretz Yisrael, so they spoke in different language. There was a different dialect. So Amarle, Zilu Isili Tre Butzini, bring me two melons. Ozlov Isisli Tre Shragi, she brought him two lamps, because a lamp is a lamp is what they would call Butzini there. Amarle, Zilu Tavri Yasun al Reche de Baba, go break the lamps on the top of the doorway. Have a Yosef Baba Ben Buta Baba. So Baba Ben Buta was sitting in the doorway. The Kadon Dine, he was being done a judgment, a Din Torah. Azla, she came. The Tavras Yasin al Reshe. She smashed the lamps on the head of Baba Ben Buta. Samar La, Ma Din Davdat. What's up? I didn't do anything to you. What are you doing? Samar La, Kach Sivani Bali. This is what my husband commanded me to do. Amar Atasisa Ratzon Bailech. You did the Ratzon of your husband. Amokim Yotzim Imchash Ne Banim Kababa Ben Buta. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you as a reward two sons, like Baba Ben Buta, two sons, Keneged, says the Ran, Keneged, the two lamps that she broke over his head. So again, just another example of the Amoraim subjecting themselves to humiliation in order to save a marriage and find favor in Benos Yisrael.